This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I just had like an aha moment, right? And I really wanted to share it with you guys. So as a mom, you know, we always worry, like, you know, our kids, are they getting what they need to get in a good time, right? Like time management. Are they getting the concepts that we're trying to teach them? You know, why they're not getting it? Why is one of them faster than the other? And subhanAllah, we always end up falling into this loop of comparison and just worrying, which is so wrong. May Allah forgive me. But subhanAllah, so I was watering my plants that the kids and I grew a couple of weeks ago. And I wanted to show you something. So these plants, this one over here, and then this one over here, and this one over here, and this one over here, right? Different types of plants, but they were all planted on the same day, right? From the same kind of potting soil, from the same bag of potting soil, exposed to the same amount of water, the same amount of sunlight. But some of them grew, and some of them taking a little bit longer, and some of them just barely sprouted down here. And subhanAllah, I'm thinking to myself, this is the same concept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. The fact that one of them did not bloom, it doesn't mean that nothing is happening down there under the soil. The same concept with our kids. We might be talking and teaching and telling them, or, you know, telling them what's right and what's wrong. Don't ever think that nothing is going on, because underneath that soil, the ones specifically that haven't grown yet, and inshallah, if I don't kill them, they will grow and bloom and have beautiful flowers. There's roots growing underneath there. They're still collecting the nutrients, right? The sunlight, the water, whatever it is that I'm giving it, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, is. And one day they will bloom, but at their own pace. Subhanallah, just a learning moment for me, very humbling. Don't compare your kids, first of all, with anybody else. Each one of them is unique. Cucumbers are different from the eggplants, different from the tomatoes, from the okra, from the lavenders, and the parsley. They're all going to grow at their own pace. They all have their own beauty, and each one of them provides something different that's beneficial. So, you know, have sabr on your kids and have sabr on those around you, and just keep doing what you're doing. And know, down there underneath the soil, they're getting it all in, and one day, inshallah, it will just fill this world with flowers, inshallah, and benefits. Have a wonderful day. Assalamu alaikum.